Today's daf is Chulin daf Membeis. We are at the beginning of the third perek of Masechtas Chulin, perek Elu Treifos, on the top of daf Membeis Amud Aleph. So the third perek of Masechtas Chulin, perek Elu Treifos, is a very large Masechta. It's a large perek. It's actually the size of a small Masechta. And as its name implies, it deals primarily with the halachas of Treifos. So what exactly is a Treifa? There's one pasuk in the Torah that addresses this. The pasuk's tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. So after you have the halachas of Eved Ivri and Am Ivriya, you have the halachas of the Arba Avos Nezikin, the halachas of the Shoyrim, says the Torah, Va'anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, U'basar Basada Trefa Loisei Chelu, La'kelef Tashlicha Noisei. Literally, if you find one of your animals in the field, it was clawed, it was torn apart by a larger animal, the halacha is loisei chelu. You're not allowed to eat it. Rather, what are you supposed to do with it? La'kelef tashlicha noisei. You're supposed to throw it to the dogs. Now, this pasuk is describing an animal that's alive. If the animal's dead and it died because some larger animal tore it apart, it would be an avela. And the Torah says elsewhere that an avela is something that's asur b'achila. That's Chulin 101. So clearly what we're talking about is an animal that's alive. It was horn, quote unquote, it's a trefa, but at the same time, the animal's still alive. Says the Torah that being that it's in a state of trefa right now, that in and of itself says that if you do a shechita later, the shechita does not have the ability to permit the meat of this animal to be eaten. So what's unique about a trefa? Chazal said, what's unique about a trefa is that the animal right now, being that it's in this state, has a defect that is going to cause it at some point to die. And from here, we have a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that says that even though the Torah said the halacha of treifa in one very precise, particular instance, but ten l'chacham v'yech gamoid, that any time an animal has a defect, a mortal defect, something that's going to cause the animal to die, the halacha is that it's deemed a treifa, and if somebody eats from it, he's over the loisase in the Torah of ubasar basada treifa loisai chelo. And the halacha l'moshe b'sinai went on to list, as we'll see in today's daf already, 18 examples of trefas, 18 defects, 18 wounds, 18 medical issues that this animal has, as a result of which we deem this animal to be a trefa. If somebody eats from it, he's going to be over the isser trefa. The Rambam says that even though there's a brisa that says yud ches trefas, but the yud ches trefas are to perik elu trefas, like darba avos nezikinar to mesachtes bava kama, or like the lamet tes malachas are to hilcha shabbos, and that is the 18 trefas are 18 of ha-trefos. So you have avos nezikin, you have av malachos, but avos mechlal de'ikatoldos. So it's true they're yudches trefos, but really there are many, many subcategories. There are many toldos to these yudches trefos. In fact, the Rambam did the math for us, and the Rambam said, I counted all the trefos that are listed in Perikelu trefos, and the grand total is 70. Says the Rambam, Nimtzu, kol ha-trefos ha-menuyos. If you count up all the trefos, kishayifritu, ve'efshe sheyimtzu be'behema v'chaya, shivim. And then the Rambam lists literally from 1 through 70. This is the end of Perek Yud Hilcha Shechita. He gives you all 70 trefos. So in other words, although the Torah said that the halach of trefa relates to something very specific, u'basar basada trefa lo'isaychelu, says the halach of Moshe Mitzrayim, that one mentioned in the Torah is lav dafka. Rather, you have Yud Ches Trefos or 70 Trefos. We'll see in the Gemara, different Amiram had different lists and different numbers. The bottom line is, it's Lav Dafku, Basa Basa, the Trefa, Lois Achelu. Stating that, the Rambam does say, the being that the Torah mentioned one specific Trefa in the Torah, and the other ones are known, Miter Shvapeh, from Alach Lamaish Misinai, it suggests that there must be something more Chamor with the one trefa that's mentioned in the Torah. It plays itself out with regards to the halachas of Sfekos. If you have a Sofik and a trefa, so when it comes to a suffix of ubasar basada trefa loisechelu, the literal trefa that's mentioned in the Torah, you'd have to be noig one way. As it relates to a suffix with regards to the other trefas, you'd be able to be noig a different way. More about that as in the coming dafin. Now, there's a very important machloikis that underpins the entire perikelu trefas, and that is trefa chaya or a treifa and ein charis. If you ask the man on the street, what's the definition of a treifa? Whether it's a treifa of a behemoth or if it's a treifa loyalena with a human being, so he's going to say someone's dealing with a medical condition, a very precise medical condition, as a result of which the doctors or the veterinarian said that this person or this animal cannot live yud beis chaydish. That's the conventional definition of a treifa. And the truth is, that is the halacha. But it's only one shita in the Gemara. The Gemara, and we'll see it right away in the beginning of the parak, brings another mandamar that says treifa chaya. So the mandamar that says treifa eino chaya, that means as a result of this defect, person or animal cannot lift you at base chayish. What about the mandama that says treifa chayo? So again, you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, I don't know, maybe the person could be ma'irich yom v'shonim, the animal can live till it's 120 years old. But the truth is, it's a very, very big mistake. Even the mandama that says that treifa chayo agrees that this defect that the animal has right now is going to cause the animal to die. If the defect is not going to cause the animal to die, the animal or the person cannot be deemed a treifa. The shayla treifa chayo treifa in a chaya is whether or not the treifa is going to die within Yud Beis Chaydish or not going to die within Yud Beis Chaydish. The mandama that says treifa in a chaya means in a chaya Yud Beis Chaydish. The mandama that says treifa chaya says more than Yud Beis Chaydish. There's a lashon in the Rishonim later, 2 years, 3 years, but the point is that at some point this animal's going to die. If the doctors say that as far as we're concerned, the prognosis is wonderful and it's just a little bit of an issue, take these meds and the animal can live forever, then it wouldn't be a treifa. So a treifa, everybody agrees, is a mortal defect. The question is, treifa in a chaya, it's going to die imminently within Yud Beis Chaydish, or is the point of treifa that lav dafka, it's going to die imminently, it's chaya, but for sure at some point it's going to have to die. Another thing worth mentioning is that ordinarily you'd think that the reason a treifa is asa b'achila is because you're not allowed to eat an animal that's about to die. But it's a mistake. We just learned the sugya on daf lamed zayin, where the Gemara talks about a behema misukenes. And a behema misukenes, even though Yecheskel Hanavi was machmer, and even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the G'dayli HaChasidim throughout the generations used to be machmer when it came to the behema misukenes, but mi'ikar adin, a behema misukenes, Sukenes is mutter, which means that if you have an animal that's on its deathbed, it's a geisus, it's about to die, and you shech the animal, as long as it's mefarches at the time of the shechita, machlek is tanam, what exactly that means. But if it shows some sign of vitality throughout the shechita, that would be enough for it to be a kasha shechita, which means there's nothing wrong with eating from an animal that's about to die. The issue is not that it's about to die. That's not the punchline. The punchline is that it has a mortal defect. That's the point. That there's something very specific, and a specific illness, a puncture in one of its vital organs, as we're going to see, that's causing it to die. The fact that it's enei chaya is the proba that it's the kind of wound that deems the animal a treifa. But the emphasis is not the fact that it's about to die. Even if you hold treifa ein chaya. The emphasis is the fact that it has a particular wound. Once it has this wound, it's called a treifa. And the Torah says, "Ubasa v'sada treifa loy soy chevo." Just to begin the perek with a dvar agada, and that is, so what are you supposed to do with the treifa? So you throw it in the garbage? The Torah says no. It says in the Torah, "Lakelov tashlicha noise." And Rashi says this isn't just a suggestion. It isn't just a recommendation that, you know, you're not sure what to do, so we'll give you a few practical options like this. You know how to deal with your treifas. No, the Torah very specifically wants you to go and to give it to the kelev. And the reason is v'limedcha kosev she'ena kadosh baruch hu mekapeach skar kol beryo. Shenemar. This is in Yonah the Yoyv. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoyna. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, so the dogs they showed respect to the Yidden. At the very least, they were lo yechretz kelev l'shoyni. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, t'nu lo yischaroi, now's the time to reward the dogs for what they did. So this treifa that you're not sure what to do with, l'kelev tashlicha noisai. In fact, l'kelev tashlicha noisai is such a direct tzivi the Torah. I saw the Menachas Chinuch, a mitzvah ayin gimel, bothered. How come the Meini HaMitzvahs didn't count it as a mitzvah? Right? None of the Meini HaMitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, are take the treifa and give it to the kelev. Frek the Menachas Chinuch, I don't know why. It says in the Torah, l'kelev tashlicha noisai. To me, it sounds like a mitzvah like any other mitzvah in the Torah. It's not just a suggestion, ayin Rashi. So the Chur, if this is what you're supposed to do with it, so why didn't the Meini HaMitzvah count it as a mitzvah? But either way, says the Torah, l'kelev tashlicha. Devin Ezra on this pasuk says that if you know diktuk, you should be bothered why the Torah said lakelev with a pasach tashlichanoisai, as opposed to likelev with a shva tashlichanoisai. Likelev tashlichanoisai. What does lakelev tashlichanoisai mean? Says Devin Ezra, you know what it means. Back in the day, when people had a herd of animals, the shepherd always had a dog, and the dog's job was to protect the animals against attackers, to make sure that a wolf or a lion or some dangerous animal wasn't going to come and tear these animals apart. So the Torah says that if you go now to your field and you find one of your animals was torn apart, you have a treifa, don't just find any random dog and give it to it. The mitzvah is not likelev, which would suggest any dog, but lakelev. You should give it to the dog with the, hey, how you doing, so to speak. The dog who was responsible for watching this herd, this is the dog that you're supposed to give it to. Rabbi Aaron Grumman of Torah Links, hashtag Lakewood Fellowships, once showed me a beautiful daskein in Bali Toysus. It's right here on this pasuk. He says something unbelievable. He says, you know, when it comes to Akara Satoyev, most people have the idea of, what have you done for me lately, right? So if somebody did you a taiva, you'll be makir taiv. But this same person could have been really nice, done tremendous amount of chasadim for 20 years. But if he crossed you the wrong way in the last 5 minutes, you know, you're going to have a whole different perspective on it. Ma'atcha Torah says the Das Kein Bali Tosfos that this is a very important lesson when it comes to kafir taiv. You know why? Because think about it. This dog is the reason that your animal was just torn apart. You had an animal. You were waiting to shecht it. It's worth a lot of money. You come to the field. Now you're not allowed to eat it. What happened? Someone didn't do his job. Who is that? It's the dog. Says the Torah. You know what you're supposed to do with the animal? Like Kalev Tashlichanoisai. To the dog? Yeah. You know why, says the Das Kenim? To be Makir Toiv. And even though your inclination might be the opposite, I'm going to be Makir Toiv now? This dog, that's the reason that I just had this unbelievable financial loss? I'm going to go ahead and give my treif to this dog? The answer is yes. Because even though right now, maybe he didn't have a good day, but he has been your loyal, trusted dog for so long. And as a result, be makir toiv for what he did for you, not what have you done for me lately, and as a result, I'm going to punish the dog. To the contrary, now's the time to show the dog that you appreciate what the dog did for you, despite the fact that right now he caused you tremendous financial loss. Either way, on that note, a classic, classic parak. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Treifos Bebehema, the following are a list of treifos, of defects that would render an animal treifa. Now, it's very clear, the Mishnah is talking about treifas bebehema, and we're going to have a very long list of treifas. There's another Mishnah, Nafman Vavam and Aleph, that discusses treifas ba'if. Either way, treifas specifically bebehema. Number one, nikuvas haveshet. If the esophagus, the veshet of the behema, has a nekev, it has a hole, it has a puncture, that renders it a treifa. Very important Rashi, first Rashi in the Perek, kol nekev b'mashu. Anytime you find the word nekev in Perek Eilu treifas, it means a tiny little puncture. Even if it's a mashu, that would be enough to render the treifa. Upsukas hagargeres. Or if the kana, the trachea, was severed. And this is something we know already from learning the first two prakim of Masechtas Chulin, that how a veshet becomes a treifa versus how the kana becomes a treifa is very different. The veshet, any little puncture, makes it a treifa. When it comes to the gargeres, chatzi kana pogum is still kosher. Right? If half of the kana was severed by a thorn or by anything, it's still going to be kosher. It's only if the majority of the kana, majority of the width, Rashi says, was severed, that it becomes a treifa. So when it comes to the veshet, it's nekuvas aveshet. Even a nekiv in the veshet makes it a treifa. When it comes to the gargeres, which is the kana, it has to be psukas agargeres. A nekiv in and of itself will not make it a treifa, but it has to be a psuka. Psuka means the majority of it was severed. Nikev krum shalmayach. If the membrane that surrounds the brain of the behemo was punctured, again, nikev, even if it's a kol shehu, that would be enough for it to be a treifa. Nikev ha'lev v'beis chaloli. Or if the heart was punctured, and the puncture went into the chamber of the heart. Nishbara ha'shedra, if the neck bone of the animal was cracked. V'nifsach ha'chut shela, and the spinal cord was torn. Rashi says that nishbara ha'shedra is not really important. What matters is nifsach ha'chut shela. We're focusing on the spinal cord, we're not focusing on the neck bone. Rashi says, ordinarily, if the spinal cord is torn, it would mean meaning that the neck bone was broken. But it's not nishbara hashedra that renders the animal a trefa, it's nifsak achutshala that renders it a trefa. Nitel hakoved, if the liver of the animal was removed, and there's nothing remaining up. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's stuff. Hareya shenikva, the lungs that were punctured, or part of the lungs are missing. Reb Shimon says it's not enough for the puncture to just touch the lungs, but rather we're going to see later in the Gemara that there's bronchi that's attached to the lungs. We don't have to know what that means for now. And according to Reb Shimon, if the neck if goes into the sympoinous, then it's a problem. But if it's merely touching the lungs, then it's not a problem. Nikva hakeva. So an animal, and this is important, has four stomachs. The keres, the base hakoisos, the hemses, and the keva. So if the keva, which is the fourth stomach, if you're counting, so the keva, if it has a nekev, that would make it into a trefa. Nikva hamor, if the gallbladder has a nekev, that would make it a trefa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines have a nekev, that would make it into a trefa. Hakeres haprimis, what about the keres? That's one of the other four stomachs. So if it's the keres haprimis, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. She nikva, that was... that has a nekev of a mashu, or if it's not the keres hapnimis, but rather it's the keres hachitzoyna, over there, nikva won't make it a trefa, but it has to be nikra ruba. The majority of it has to be torn. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's the keres hachitzoyna, then the sheer trefa is not nikra roiv, but rather it depends on the size of the animal. Hagdol, if it's a bigger animal, tefach, vaktan, if it's a small animal, beruba, then the halacha is going to be roiv. Hemseis ubeis hakoseis. Those are the other two of the four stomachs. So we had the keva, the keres, now we have the hemsis and the beis hakoisis. Shenikvu, so they're lumped together as one. If there's a hole, lachutz, on the outer wall, it's going to be a trefa. If it's on the inner wall is where the hemsis and the beis hakoisis are attached. So if that wall has an ekiv, it doesn't make it a trefa. It's only if it's the outer wall that has the puncture that it's a trefa. Nafam and agag, if an animal falls off a roof, daloch is, it's a trefa. Rashi says that there's a whole halacha, the Gemara is going to discuss it in the coming dafin, of how you treat an animal that falls off the roof. You have to wait me'eis leis, you have to wait 24 hours, you have to make sure that this animal lives to tell the story. If it survives me'eis leis, then it's going to be okay. If it was shachta miyah, if you shechted it immediately, that's when it's going to be a problem. If the majority of the ribs of the animal broke, it's a trefa. Jerusa sazev. That's ubasa basada trefa loisachero. If it was clawed by a zeev, the halacha is it's too going to be a trefa. Rabbi Yehuda says jerusa sazev bedaka a zeev. A wolf can make a behema daka into a trefa, but it can't make a behema gasa, a larger animal, into a trefa. What kind of animal would have to claw the animal when the animal's a behema gasa in order to make it a trefa? It's drusas ariba gasa. It would have to be something like a lion. Drusas haneitz ba'oif. A small bird can make an oif into a drusa. If it's an oif adak, if it's a bigger bird, then it would have to be clawed by a bigger bird. Zeh haklal. This is the rule as it relates to treifas, and this is really the punchline. Kol she'en kamoya chaya treifa. The definition of treifa, says the Mishnah, is any animal that has a defect as a result of which the animal will not be able to live. The Gemara is going to say that the Tana of the Mishnah holds behema ein achaya, which means that the taich of the last line of the Mishnah, in light of the introduction, is zeh haklal. Kol she'en kamoya chaya. Any animal that has a defect as a result of which it can't live Yud Beis Chodesh, it would make it into a trefa. Where's the remez in the Torah to the concept of a trefa? It's a passing in the Torah. No, I know where it says in the Torah trefa. However, the Tana of this Mishnah clearly holds that trefa in Echaya. That was the last line of the Mishnah. So Rish Lakish wanted to know, where is there a remez in the Torah that a trefa is in Echaya? The pasuk that says "Ubasa basada trefa loisachelu" doesn't say anything about a mortal defect, a defect where the animal just needs to rehab for a couple of weeks and then is going to be fine. It's not clear in the pasuk of "Ubasa basada trefa loisachelu" what exactly we're talking about. And we have this very, very important machlokes with two very strong-minded positions on the two sides. Trefa chaya, trefa ain't a chaya. So as long as she said, where is this even coming from? I read the pasuk. Pasuk doesn't have any giloy as to trefa chaya ain't a chaya. So as long as she wanted to know, the man that holds trefa ain't a chaya, which is the time of our Mishnah, zeh klal kol shein kamoy chaya, Treifa. So where does he see that? So the Gemara says, the Tony Seifa, Zach called Kashem Kachai Treifa, Michal the Treifa, and the Chai Minolon. So the Gemara says, the Chsefe, Zoy Zachaya Asher Toichlo. We had this Pasik in the Sugya Misukenes, in the previous Perek. The Pasik, when it talks about animals that are kosher, that you're allowed to eat, it says, Zoy Zachaya Asher Toichlo. And we darshan Chaya as in an animal, but also Chaya, Miloshin Chayin. Chaya, an animal that can live a choil, she'eno chaya, lo yisechol. So we have this general pasuk that seems to say that an animal that doesn't have the ability to live, you're not allowed to eat. Says Reish Lakish, presumably the man da amar that holds treifa eino chaya held that this pasuk is a reference to a treifa. Now, the fact that you're not allowed to eat a treifa is a mefurish pasuk. But it's a little unclear what that pasuk means. So Reish Lakish says, the man that holds treifa eino chaya used that pasuk of v'zoisachaya asher toichelu as a revelation, as a gilui in how to understand the pasuk of Basav Asad, the treifa lo yisachelu. In that pasuk, you see there's an idea of chaya echol, an animal that can live, you're allowed to eat it, in a chaya lo yisachel. Presumably, it's explaining the pasuk of treifa. If that's the case, mechal the treifa lo yichay, you see from there that a treifa is not able to live. What about the man that a treifa could live? Again, what does it mean he could live? Not he's going to live forever, but he could live beyond the yud beis chaydish, nafkele, mizoy sachaya asher toichlu, and we learn from here, zoy the emphasis on zois. Chaya acheres loy seichel. However, there's another type of chaya, an animal that can live that you're not allowed to eat. What's this other animal that could live that you're not allowed to eat? Again, it's very sus on the pasuk. So the man that holds a treifa chaya says, oh, it's probably referring to treifa. And if that's the case, you see from here that a treifa could live because zois achaya, this animal that could live, you're allowed to eat. Other animals that can live, you're not allowed to eat, referring to treifa. Again, how do you know? Because we have this pasuk that we don't really know what it means. So, presumably, this is coming from a farish that pasuk, and if that's the case, we're describing a treifa as an animal that can live, thus you have the source to the mandama that says that a chaya can't, that a treifa is chaya. So both the man da'amah that holds treifa ain't a chaya, and the man da'amah that holds treifa chaya learn it from the same pasuk. It says, v'sois ha'chaya asher toichlu. The man da'amah that says treifa ain't a chaya says, only a chaya toichlu. She'ena chaya loy toichlu. The treif is an ena chaya. The man that says that a treif is chaya, he says, zoysa chaya, this animal that can live toichlu, but there's another animal that's a chaya that can live, where the halach is, you're not allowed to. He says, the man that holds treif ena chaya, what does it do with the word zois? Now, the literal meaning of that pasuk, zoysa chaya asher toichlu, again, we went through this a few days ago, but the literal meaning of that pasuk, is not talking about treifa, right? It's talking about kosher animals. These animals are kosher, these animals are not kosher. So it says the Gemara, the man da Omar that doesn't use zois to teach me that a treifa's chaya is going to use the word zois in the more literal context of the pasuk, and it's coming to teach me that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu which animals are kosher, which animals were not kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, tafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min v'min, Hashem brought animals in front of Moshe, v'her aloy l'moshe, v'amalei, zois echoil, v'zois loy toichal. That's what the zois is. Zois is always referring to, right, you were pointing to HaKadosh Hazeh, melamed she'her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe already showed him that when the moilot looks like this is when you're supposed to be mekadosh l'chodesh. So here too, zois is Hashem pointed to the animals, but it's in the context of the literal meaning of the pasuk, not in the context of the laws of treifa. So luchura, the man that holds that a treifa is chaya, how could he learn it from the word zois? Doesn't he too use the word zois to teach me that a kadosh baruch hu was tafas mikol min v'min? The heroloi l'moisha says the gemara ain hachinami. You're right. Elo treifa chaya minol. He said the man that holds treifa chaya, how does he know treifa chaya? We thought he learned it from the word zois. This animal that can live, you're allowed to eat. There are other animals that can live, that you cannot eat, referring to the treifa, thus you see a treifa's chaya. But if Zois is coming to teach me something completely different, how does he know that a treifa's chaya? So the Gemara says, Nafkalei mi'idach tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. He learns it from a different braisa, also, by the way, from tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. This is a very important braisa. The tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, bein ha'chaya ha'necheles, u'bein ha'chaya asher lo yisoicha. So this is a different pasuk. L'havdu ben ha'tomei ben ha'tar, u'bein ha'chaya ha'necheles, u'bein ha'chaya asher lo yisoicha. So you see, in the Torah, that there's a concept of a chaya, which means an animal that can live, that you're not allowed to eat. And what did Tanav Rabbi Shmuel say? What is it referring to? This is referring to the Yud Ches Trefos, the 18 Trefos that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu Mi Sinai. The point is, however, that not the emphasis on the 18, that will be the topic of the rest of the daf. But for right now, before we exhale for a second, so you see from here is that how are we referring to the treifa as a chaya asher lo yseyachel? Oh, referring to it as a chaya asher lo yseyachel. So you see clearly that a treifa is chaya. The bottom line is that the first gemara in Perakelu treifas deals with this very fundamental shayla, which will come up again, and that is treifa chaya or treifa ein chaya. The man number that holds treifa chaya holds that it's true there is a defect that's going to cause the animal to die, but it's not imminent. It's chaya. It can live more than yud beis chaydish. The man number that holds that treifa ein chaya holds that no, what mitzias is that it's not going to be able to live yud beis chaydish. The question is, what's the nafka mina lahalacha? Whether a treifa is chaya or a treifa is a nechai. So you'll tell me what do you mean. Maybe the nafkamina is very simple. The nafkamina would be, what happens if something changes? What happens if one of the yudches treifos, or one of the 70 treifos, we find out at some later date, maybe because of medical intervention, it allows this animal to live yoysim yud beis chaydish. I mean, what would be if you had one of the treifos, shemanu chazal, and 3,000 years later, medical technology has advanced tremendously for human beings, for animals as well. There's certain interventions, there's certain things that we can now do to a wounded animal or to an animal that's suffering from a medical condition. And as a result of that, the animal's going to be able to live. So the animal has a nekev in its rea, in its lungs. We could do a surgery, we can perform some sort of procedure that's going to allow the animal to live. So, yesh lachkar, should the animal still be considered a treifa, or should the animal not be considered a treifa? So the truth is, the Rambam addresses this in the end of Perek Yud of Hilcha Shechita. Says the Rambam, very important Rambam, and it's important because, as we're going to see, there's a lot of very interesting halacha lemaisa treifa shailas, kosher versus glatt kosher. It goes very much into the whole idea of a chal of stam. There's a huge treifa component to the chal of stam situation. So either way, the Rambam says as follows: the ein lahoisav al treifas elukla, that I just listed 18, and then I listed 70. You're not allowed to be moisav on the treifa. Shekol sheyer lo behema lechaya oy loiv chutz mi elu shemana chach mi hadaris harishonim. If any animal, doesn't matter, it's a behema chaya oiv that would have a quote unquote treifa, but it's not one of the aforementioned. It's not one of the 70. The halacha is, we have to assume that it could be this animal is going to live. We paskin treifa einichai. So we could assume that maybe it's going to live, and as a result, it's not a treifa. Then the Rambam says, v'afilu noydalonu miderech harefuah she'ein tzayfa lichyos. We don't go based on what we see right now. Meaning, what would be if a new nekev or something that the chachamim weren't minor, we know today that if an animal gets this, it's dead. So v'chayra, we paskin treifa enochaya, even though the Chachamim didn't list it, you would think in Svara that it should be considered one of the treifas. Says the Rambam, no. The ein lahoisef al treifas eluka. That's Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. Then Perek Yud Gimel, that's the flip side of the coin. V'chein elu shemanu v'amru shehein treifa. Af al pi sheyirem midarkei harefua shebiyodenu. Shemiktsasan ein mamisen. Ve'ef sheshatichi mehen. Even if the metzias changes, and we find now that the animal could live, ein lecha ela masha manu chacham. The halacha is that it doesn't change anything. Meaning, we still view it as a treifa shenemar al pi atoira asher yerucha. So says the Rambam. We know nishtana hametzias, and if that's the case, how does that impact the laws of treifa? Says the Rambam, it doesn't. So anything that the chachamim listed as a treifa is a treifa. Anything that they didn't list as a treifa is not a treifa. And it goes both ways. There's two sides to this coin. Number one, if the Chachamim didn't list something as a treifa, and we know today that something is a treifa, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be counted as a treifa. The flip side, if the Chachamim did list something as a treifa, and because of advanced medical technology, the treifa is no longer a treifa. Doesn't matter, says the Rambam. It's still going to be viewed as a treifa. So the truth is that if you have an animal that has a nekev and it can live more than yud beis chaydish, that's neither here nor there. You can't say, oh, we paskin treifa in a chaya. Now that we know that an animal can live more than yud beis chaydish with a nekev in the reya or whatever it is, so that's a raya that it's not a treifa. That's not true. Because at the end of the day, what's going to govern hilchas treifas are the Mishnayis and the Braises and the Gemaras that we're about to learn. Whatever the Chachamim were Moina, that's a treifa. Whatever the Chachamim weren't Moina is not a treifa. There's a Baal Toysif, there's a Baal Tigra. You're not allowed to play and manipulate the treifas as a result of the fact that things have changed. So again, what's the difference then if a treifa's chaya or if a treifa's ain't a chaya? Say the Rishonim, this is a very important nafkamina. Nafkamina is what would be if you have a suffix treifa. That's the nafkamina. If you have an animal, you have a suffix right now, whether it's a treifa, so you're not sure. Is it a nekiv or is it not a nekiv? We'll see, there's many shahilas, right? Kosher versus glot kosher. That's literally exhibit A. But you have shahilas. Is this a treifa or is it not a treifa? Say the Rishonim is a very good eitzah. You know what you could do? Being that we paskin treifa in a chaya, let it sit around for Yud Beis Chodesh and let's see what happens at the end of 12 months. If it can live 12 months, be a doer that it wasn't a treifa. If it cannot live 12 months, then we know that it was a treifa. So you can't use the Yud Beis Chodesh test for a vaday treifa, because a vaday treifa is a treifa. That's a metzias. The Chachamim said that if something is a treifa, halacha l'mayish misina, it's automatically going to be aser. The fact that it can live more than Yud Beis Chodesh would mean more that nishtana hateva than anything else. And we don't care about nishtana hateva. We care about what was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the pasuk says, "Al pi atayra asha yerucha," like the Rambam brings. But where it happened, afkemina, as if you had a suffix treifa. If you hold treifa chaya, so you have a suffix treifa, you let it live more than yud beis chaydish, so it doesn't mean anything. Because it could be it's a treifa, I live more than yud beis chaydish, a treifa is anyways chaya. How long would you have to wait? I don't know. But certainly not yud beis chaydish. If you hold treifa in a chaya, so then there's a way to determine. You sit around for yud beis chaydish, and again, this plays itself out in a lot of the controversy. Treifa shaylas, because some of the treifa shaylas that people make a big fuss over, it really is suffix treifa. A lot of these animals live more than yud beis chaydish, and being that we paskin that treifa in a chaya, if an animal can tough it out yud beis chaydish, that could be a raya based on what the rishonim say to explain the nafkemina lahalacha. Whether treifa chaya or treifa ainu chaya. Either way, so we just had an important price. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said the pasuk says bein hachaya anachelas ubein hachaya ashaloi seyocha. What's it referring to? Elu shmoina esrei treifos shenemel lemoish mesina. And there's two important things in this price. Number one, Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel holds treifa chaya. What's the makar to the halachas of treifa hachaya ashaloi seyocha? Chaya means the animal can live. So clearly, Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel holds that a treifa can live. Additionally, he gave us a list. He counted 18. Now, the truth is, our Mishnah, if you were keeping score, also listed 18. The Mishnah didn't mention 18, but it listed 18. That's important. It says the Gemara, Vesulaka, are there only 18 treifas? Va'ika baskar. You have baskar. Baskar is an acronym for four treifas. The beis, the samach, the gimel, and the resh stand for a specific type of defect, as we'll see. V'shev shmaitzo. That's the other shev shmaitzo. And this is the shev shmaitzo, the seven amorok teachings that dealt with laws of treifa. In other words, it's not 18. It's 20. It's 29. Right? There's another four, the Baskar, and then there's another seven. There's the Shev Shmaitz. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleima l'tano didon, Bishleima our Tano, who listed 18, but he never mentioned the number 18. So you could say the Tano, the 18 that he listed, or the Shire, and the 11 that he omitted. The Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza ask you, but Zeh-Klal, what was the last line of the Mishnah? Zeh-Klal kol she'in kamo yechai treif. We know Zeh-Klal is always coming to be marba something. So you know it's coming to be marba? Another 11. Okay, it's interesting. We mentioned 18, and then we have Zeh-Klal that's marba another 11. But at the end of the day, it's not a kasha. You can't ask me a kasha, because I'll tell you, ton of a shire, or it's included in the Zeh-Klal. Oh, ton of Rabbi Shmuel, da'ma yud ches treifa. He mentioned a number. So once you have a number, you can't say ton of a shire. And he didn't say a Zeh-Klal. So fake the Gemara. What happened to the Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza? So what are the Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza? What's the base? An animal whose leg was amputated above the joint. So there's a discussion. Does it mean the lower joint of the animal? You can refer to one of the pictures or the upper joint of the animal. But the point for now is that it lost its leg, minar kuva ulamayla, and alach is trefa. So why did Tanit Rabbi Shmuel only have 18? Right? We're assuming that the 18 that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel has is the 18 that we mentioned in our Mishnah. So if that's the case, our Mishnah didn't mention the behemah shenechtechu ragla minar kuva ulamayla. So how come he doesn't have that? So the Gemara says, Savali Krabishum. That holds that an animal that has this defect, you can cauterize the area where the leg was amputated, and the animal is going to be able to live. What's the Gemara's kasha? Who cares that it could live? The man, come on. Who are we going to try to explain the brayso? Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. We said Tanit Rabbi Shmuel introduced two very important tenets in the laws of treifas. Number one, treifa chay. Number two, the number 18. So the chayra of going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel treifa chay is virulei. He holds treifa chay. So who cares that a behemah shenechtechu raglav and arkuva lunayla yichayla lichvois v'lichyois? You know, there's a way to do some sort of procedure that's going to allow the animal to live. At the end of the day, according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold treifa in a chaya, yeah, then this is checkmate. This is a raya that it's not a treifa. But according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, that's not a reason, not a factor for it not to be a treifa. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela savla k'rav Shimon Elazar. What we meant to say is that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel holds like a different Shimon Elazar. The Amak Sheri, who said point blank, it's not a treifa. Bottom line is that the reason Tanit Rabbi Shmuel didn't list the bays of Baskar, the behemah shenechtechu ragla minar kuva lamayla, is simply practically push it, because he holds it's not a treifa. How could he hold that? He holds like Shimon Elazar, who holds that it's not a treifa. Fate the Gemara, but Ika Chisaroin, the Samach of Chisaroin. This is the Samach of Baskar Bishedra. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Kami Chisaroin Bishedra. The halacha is that a person, a dead person, is metama ba'oil, but you don't need the entire corpse in the oil in order for the mace to give off tumma. But if you have certain bones, right minyan, right binyan, so one of the bones, that sumais, that have an ability to be metama ba'oil, is the shedra. However, the shedra has to be complete. If the shedra is missing some of its vertebrae, then the shedra does not have the ability to transmit tumma. So there's a mishnah that addresses how much kama chisarim b'shedra does it have to be missing for it to lose a status as shedra for it to be able to transmit to masmes? B'sham Rabbi Shmuel says shtei chulyos, two vertebrae. So Rabbi Shmuel yachas. Svam Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, and this is what we need. V'chein l'treifa, that the same machleis b'sham b'shilol. You see from here that a spinal cord that's missing some of its vertebrae is not a kind of shedra. So if that's the case with regards to its ability to be metama to masmes, it would make sense with regards to the laws of treifa as well. That means an animal that's missing some vertebrae would be considered a treifa. How much machleis b'sham b'shilol? B'sham two. One cholyo, but the bottom line is you have another treifa. So how come Tanit Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention that if the shedra is missing some of its vertebrae, that too is considered a treifa? So the Gemara says an answer. Hemseis ubeis hakoisais. In our Mishnah, that's the starting point. That's the 18. We assume that the 18 of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel is the 18 of our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no, it's a false assumption. Our Mishnah had hemseis and beis hakoisais as two. Zvei Rabbi Shmuel is chashvinu b'chada. Hemseis and beis hakoisos with two of the four stomachs of the animal. And the Mishnah mentioned that if there's a nekev in the hemseis, and if there's a nekev in the beis hakoisos, that each one is being considered a treifa. And it was considered two of the 18. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have it as two, chashvinu b'chada. As a result, he has one left over. Apikchada v'ayol chada. So he's able to include the chisarim b'shedra. So the beis of Baskar, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with. The other group was Rabbi Shimon, it's not a treifa. The Samach of Baskar, he incorporated in his 18. Where is it? If the 18 is the Mishnah. No, because the Mishnah has one as two, where Tanit Rabbi Shmuel has it as one. Says the Gemara of Iko, you have the Gimel of Baskar Gluda. That's an animal that's missing all its skin. It was flayed. So this animal that doesn't have its skin, it's also considered a treifa. So the Rameir, the Machsher, he holds like Rameir. Again, he doesn't hold the Gimel as a treifa. Here's a Rameir who holds that a Gluda is not a treifa. He holds it's not a treifa. Va'iko Charusa, says the Gemara, I have another one. I have a Charusa. That's the Resh of Baskar. So Charusa is a shriveled lung. Now, Rashi says that really the Gemara says later that a shriveled lung is not a treifa, but that's where it shriveled one way. We're talking about where it shriveled another way, so we'll have to wait for that. But the bottom line is what about the reish of charusa? What about this charusa? So the Gemara says, yeah, really, Tongue Rabbi Shmuel incorporated it. He's going to have to take out one of the 18 in the Mishnah. Mara Mankatomi, one of the things that mentioned in the Mishnah was if there's a hole in the gallbladder of the animal, a lot more about the gallbladder in tomorrow's daf, but if there's a hole in the gallbladder of the animal, that would make it a treifa. Rabbi Shmuel held that that's really a das yachid. Man katani la Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Apik mara. He takes out mara v'ayil charusa and he adds charusa. So again, the kasha was 18. L'chari you have four more. You have basker. So at the end of the day, what the Gemara said was two out of the four Rabbi Shmuel holds is not a treifa at all. He holds that a behema shenechtechu raglam and akuv l'mayil is not a treifa. Savala Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He holds that the gluda is also not a treifa. Savala Karab Meir de Machsher. As it relates to the other two, he incorporated the other two. How did he incorporate the other two? He took one out. He took out Mara and two of the 18 that we had as two of the 18, he really has as one of the 18, the Hemses and the Beis HaKoises, those are two of the four stomachs. Thus, he has an extra one that he was able to shtop in. Says the Gemara, V'yikoshev Shmaitza. What about the other seven, right? We had two kashas on Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. We had the Baskar, we had those four, and then we have the Shev Shmaitza, we have the other seven. What about the Shev? So what were the Shev Shmaitza? So the Gemara is going to go through all seven. Dom Rab Master. Rab Master said, Hai Bukhda Atma Desham Viduchte Trefa. If the thigh bone gets dislocated, it's the ball of the thigh pops out of the hip. So the halacha is it's a treifa. V'amar rochish bar papa of Hadron fame. Mishmei de Rav in the name of Rav. Loksa bichol yachas treifa. If one of the kidneys of the animal became sick, loksa is miloshin diseased. So it became sick. The halacha is something wrong with it. It's like there's an illness of some sort, some kidney disease. It's a treifa. Tanan we learned in a Mishnah nitel hatchoil cheira. If the spleen of the animal was removed, it's kosher. Stating that we need the next spot. V'amar avir mishmei de Rav. Loishar el nitel. That's only if it was completely removed. Avol nikev, if there's a neck of treifa, so that's the third. V'amar abba bar bachanu mashmul simanim shenedal b'rubam treifa. If the majority of the simanim, as in the simanim, the kana and the veshet, were nekar, they were moved out of place, the loch is, it becomes a treifa. That's four. V'amar abba bar shel, amar abba masno mashmul, a fifth one, nekrit sela mi'ikra treifa. If one of the ribs came out of place, it's considered treifa. And Rashi says that even though in the Mishnah we spoke about ribs, we said if most of the ribs broke, there's a difference between the ribs breaking and the ribs being nekar, being removed. If the ribs fall out of place, one rib can render it a treifa. If they break, you need the majority of the ribs. The majority of the skull of the animal was crushed. The last one, esroiv hakeres berubay treifa. If the flesh that's covering the keres, if the majority of it was torn, that too would make it into a treifa. The bottom line is you have the Shev Shmaitza, these seven. They all come from Amayron. But l'chayra, why the ton of Rabbi Shmuel not list those other seven? Says the Gemara, short answer. Nekuvi, if you count in the Mishnah, the Yud Ches, that's the starting point, the amount of treifas that are related to a nekev. There's a nekev in the veshet, there's a nekev in the reya, there's a nekev in the lave, there's a nekev here, nekev there. If you count up all the nekevs, you end up with eight. So in our Mishnah, it's eight, right? So the Gemara says, Chashvinu b'chad, he, Ton of Rabbi Shmuel, only had it as one. If that's the case, how many treifas of the Tan of our Mishnah does Ton of Rabbi Shmuel have? His number is really 11. Because what our Tana had as 8, he only has as 1. Apik Shev. See, took out those 7 Nekevs, right? That the Tana of our Mishnah had. And he removed them. Vayel Shev. And entered the Shev Shmaitza. So we removed the 7 Nekuvos. We replaced them with the Shev Shmaitza. At the end of the day, you end up with your number of 18. But the Gemara says, 2 kashes. Number 1, Ihochi, Oibazoi, Psuki Nami Trehava, Choshvinu Bechad. There were 2 that were mentioned in the Mishnah as Nifsika. So if that's the case, why are the 2 Nifsikas mentioned as 2? They should be mentioned as 1 as well. What were the Nifsikas? Psoikas Hagargeres. Number 1, if the Kana was severed, that was 1. And the other one was
nifzak hachutz, nishpura hashed, Rebbe nifzak hachutzlof, the spinal cord was nifzak. So, Tanit Rebbe Shmuel took all the nekevs, even though they're eight, and he counted them as one. And when it comes to the nifzakas, they're two, he counted them as two. Because if he counted them as one, then your vayt are going to be less. Then you're going to end up with 17. Vatzaluchada. V'oid, another kash, Rebbe Virbish made the rabbi, nami nekuvahi. One of the shev shmeitzes was a nekev. The spleen that has a hole in it, that was the third of the seven, was also a nekev. Now, if you're not counting the nekevs, so that wouldn't be one either. So it wouldn't be shev shmeitza, it would be shis shmeitza, right? In Aramaic. It would be shis shmeitza. So again, you wouldn't have a full seven. So l'chaira, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to take all the nekevs and you're going to make them into one, then really what you should end up with is 16. Because number one, if you're counting the nekevs as one, you should count the nifsikas as one as well. And number two, if you're counting the nekevs as one, one of the shev shmeitzes can't be counted. So we thought we were going to take out seven and replace it with seven. You took out seven and you replaced it with six. So what you end up with is 16. So the Gemara has a geshmaka teretz. What's the teretz? Elo hanach tarti da'afkes loy tepuk. Two of the baskar. The Gemara had two kashas. For Ika Baskar, for Ika Shev Shmaitza. Had we answered the Baskar, so two of them we said are really included, and the other two we say he doesn't know. Savalak Rav Shimon Elazar with regards to the base. Savalak Rav Meir with regards to the Gimel. So we assume that the only way to make this Yud Ches work is by excluding and having those two on the outside looking in. B'zok Tegavar, you know what? If we end up stuck and we need to add two, Adarabba, let's bring those two back. We'll put them into our list. We have the base, we have the gimel, we have the whole baskar. As a result, you end up with the same number. You end up with 18. Just one last gemara. Amar Ula. Ula said, Ches mine trefis, never lo Moshe Misin. There's really eight different types of trefis that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nekuva. And he gave you a higher level list in terms of how this works. Nekuva, there are those trefis that are related to nekevs. We saw it, it's a long list of nekevs. Upsuka, some are based on something that was severed. Netula, sometimes an animal could be a trefis because something was removed. Vechasura, or something is missing. Krua, something is torn. Jerusa, it was clawed. That's the Ubasu Basada trefis lo yisachel. That's the textbook example. Nefula, or something fell. Shvura, something broke. Why did Ula say this? Lafuke lakusa de rachish bar papa. Because he didn't mention if an animal has a disease, it's suffering from an illness of some sort, that would ever make it a trefa. And rachish bar papa had one hechetimsa where an animal can be a trefa despite the fact that it's not nekuva, psuka, netula, chasura, krua, drusa, nefula, shvura. How is that? It's if it's a lakusa. And he didn't mention lakusa. So obviously you see, lafuke, the rachish bapapa. Amar chia bar rav. Ches trefa is eish benekuva. There are eight different types of trefa is benekuva. If you do the math, im toimer says the Gemara test. No, it's not true. If you count it, really you're going to have nine. So the Gemara says one of the nine is mara. And it's only a dasya. At the time you learned to the Brisa, nikva hakeva, nikvu hadakn. If there's a nekev in the keva, that's the fourth stomach. Nikvu hadakn, there's a hole in the intestines. Trefer, Reza Rida Omer, af nikva amar. The point is, it's only a dasya. And from there, the Gemara is going to segue into to Maru's daf, which is going to discuss the shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, an animal that has a hole, a nekev mashu in its gallbladder, whether or not it renders it a trefer.